under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we've been voting full time to floating under the sea.
Well, if you're having a hard time deciding who to vote for when you go to the polls in a week and a half, and if the oceans matter to you, Boris Worm might have just the information you need. He studies the oceans at Dalhousie University. Hello, welcome back.
Hello, Stephanie.
You interviewed Megan Leslie from the NDP, Stan Kutcher from the Liberals, George Nicolaou from the Conservatives, and Michael Dewar from the Green Party. That's a lot of work on top of your job as a scientist and a professor. Why did you want to do this?
Well, I was just curious. I think it was inspired by the CBC Vote Compass, this online tool where you can go and see how your views align with the party's views. And I noticed that in there was no mentioning of oceans. And there's really very little, if any, mentioning of ocean in the campaign. So because I care about oceans, and I think a lot of people in the Maritimes do, I just wanted to find out where those parties and the candidates for Halifax in particular stand on oceans issues.
How easy or difficult was it for you to get a hold of the candidates, being a citizen more than a journalist?
Well, it was tricky, I guess, at first, because I had no idea how to do this. Do I just walk in? Do I call them at home? Do I go to their website? So I ran into an NDP MLA on the market, actually, Howard Epstein, and he referred me to Megan Leslie. So that was easy. And I talked to her, and then I was kind of emboldened. And I just, right after, I walked into the Liberal office on Quinpool Road and got things going there. And then I tried to find out about the Green Party candidate. I mentioned it to a student. She followed him on Twitter. So she got a hold of him for me, and I met him. And I said, do you have any idea where the Conservative candidate is? And he said, oh, yeah, we text all the time. So he texted him to get me in contact with him. So social media did play a role here.
A bit of a circuitous route you had to take for some of them.
It was, but it was a lot of fun.
You know so much about the oceans, and the oceans, as you say, don't even seem to be on the radar in the national campaign. How much did the candidates have to say to you?
You know, it was a surprise for me. First of all, they all spoke quite passionately about the ocean. They're all from here. They have a personal connection to the ocean, and you could tell it really mattered to them. What struck me, though, was that the points were really different. There was very little overlap. And I thought that was good in a way, because there is this perception that all the parties kind of say the same thing. Well, on oceans, they don't.
Well, let's run through what you brought back. Who's on tap first?
It's Megan Leslie from the NDP. So I asked all the candidates the same questions. I asked them what the party stands for, what the ocean means to them personally, main issues for Canada and Nova Scotia, and if they could change one thing, what would be their top priority? She said that the main issue for her was climate change, with respect to oceans too, because of the impact it has on fisheries and oceans. She was very concerned about that. She thought about strengthening the Species at Risk Act to include marine species in there, and finally to expand our network of protected areas and look at the environmental impact of aquaculture. So quite a broad spectrum, but really kind of focusing on climate change for the national strategy. For Nova Scotia, she had somewhat of a different tack. She talked about strengthening the local economy for local foods, local marketing of sustainable seafoods. But again, overall, her main emphasis was on climate change. Here's what she had to say about her top priority.
If there was one thing I could change for the oceans policy-wise, it would be to tackle climate change head-on. Our oceans are acidifying at an incredible rate, 100 times faster than they were 20 million years ago, and species can't adapt to this. They just can't do it. The sea level temperatures are rising as well, and this is going to have a catastrophic impact on our oceans. Last year, I picked up Alana Mitchell's book, Seasickness, and it changed everything for me. It changed the way I think about climate change. It changed the way I think about oceans. And she spells it out so clearly. I had no idea what climate change was doing to our oceans. So much of our planet is made up of water, but what's happening is under the water. So it's hard to see, and it's hard to see it in your everyday life and understand what's happening. But it's devastating. So I think if anybody is going to treat the oceans with respect and take oceans seriously when it comes to policy, you have to tackle climate change.
So that's NDP candidate for Halifax, Megan Leslie. Her main rival, Boris, judging from the lawn signs I see around the city anyway, seems to be Stan Kutcher from the Liberal Party. And what did he have to say?
Stan Kutcher, he's a colleague of mine, actually. He's a Dell prof. He's in the Faculty of Medicine. So he emphasized science a lot. He said you can't build a house without a foundation, and the foundation for everything we do in the ocean or otherwise is science. He was really emphasizing strengthening scientific research and exploration of the ocean. He pointed out that the Liberals are the only party that has an ocean stewardship policy to enhance sustainability in the oceans. And then finally, oil spills. He was talking quite a bit about we need a good contingency plan, how to deal with oil spills. We don't have that. We need to limit exploration, be very careful in Arctic waters as they're opening up for oil and gas. Here in Nova Scotia, he felt that the growth of the oceans research industry, as he called it, would be important. Here's what he said for his main priority.
The top priority here would be to invest in basic and applied research in the ocean sciences, every specific and single aspect of the ocean sciences. We have to build on the strengths that we have here, the Bedford Institute of Oceanography, the NRC Laboratories, Dalhousie's Oceans Institutes. This is where we have to invest. Without substantive investment in basic and applied sciences, we won't know what to do about the oceans. We will have no directions. This is the foundation of the house that we need to build for oceans.
So quite a different perspective, indeed.
Yeah.
And what about the Conservative candidate you met?
He also emphasized ocean industry, but he had a different tack on it. He said our top priority as a government would be to safeguard jobs and industries, including ocean industries. He was focusing on expanding renewable energy from the oceans, bringing pilot projects for tidal power or other forms of renewable energy to Nova Scotia. He said that would be of national and regional significance, protecting fisheries and aquaculture industries, growing those industries in a sustainable way. That would be his number one priority. So a real focus on the economy as his top priority.
Obviously, the government's number one priority within a global recession is the economy, making sure that we create the jobs and that we eliminate the deficit. There's where this government has such balanced policies across the board. Oceans and fisheries is obviously very important, not only for Canada, but for Nova Scotia. So I will definitely, as the member of parliament in Ottawa, be concentrating on how we can improve those aspects of the economy, how we can improve on protecting our waters, creating jobs within fisheries and aquaculture and the marine sciences, and just overall staying within the frameworks of making sure that we're economically viable. But I do believe that the Nova Scotians are very ingenious. We're hard workers, so we can take an idea on, you know, with oceans, how we're going to protect the environment, how we're going to create jobs, how we're going to grow the economy, and we can really implement it and use, you know, more of the pilot projects that the government is offering, use those to our advantage here in Nova Scotia.
So that's George Nicolau, the Conservative candidate in Halifax. Finally, the Green Party. What did you find when you spoke with their candidate?
Well, Michael Duer, he pointed out that the Green Party is the environmental party, so it would be natural for them to protect oceans and ensure ocean industries were sustainable. He focused on one issue in particular that the others hadn't brought up, which is the opening up of the Arctic Passage and Arctic sovereignty, that we need to build capacity to protect the environment there, particularly oil and gas and fishing, which are expanding in that region. Here's what he had to say.
Definitely, if I could address one ocean issue specifically, it would be the issue of Arctic sovereignty, and specifically our capacity to manage our resources in the Arctic in a safe way. Canada has an abundant resource of oil and gas and fisheries in the north, and as the Northwest Passage opens up due to climate change, people will try to exploit those resources. We have to make sure that as a country we can police our sovereignty in the area and assert our sovereignty to ensure that whoever attempts to operate a business or an oil operation in our borders does so in an environmentally safe and sustainable manner. We need to make sure that if there are deep water drilling projects engaged in the Arctic, that they are regulated and that we have safety measures in place to prevent disasters such as Deepwater Horizon, as we saw in the Gulf of Mexico this past year.
So that's the candidate for the Green Party in Halifax, Michael Duer. Boris, what do you make of this overall?
Well, I thought it was fascinating, and I learned that it's really worth digging into the details, what the different parties actually stand for, that there's a big difference. I felt that all the candidates were thoughtful, they had good points, and really, I would like them ideally to get together and do all of these things. They were all good ideas, but you know, in reality, we have to choose among the different candidates, and I think in doing so, we'd better base that on facts and what the parties actually stand for. So I thought it was really interesting.
Thanks very much for this.
It was a pleasure.
That's Boris Worm. He's our oceans guy. Next week on Surf and Turf, some turf talk with Andrew Hebda from the Nova Scotia Museum of Natural History.
Under the sea, darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we devoting full time to floating under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Since life is sweet here, we got to be here naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, did the earth start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it under the sea. Play the flute, the cop, play the hop, the place, play the bass and the sound, the chop, the bass, play the brass, the chop, play the top. The flute is the duke of soul.
Yeah.
The way he can play the names of the strings, the chop, rocking on the blackfish, he sings his belt and his front. They know where it's at, they know that blowfish blow.
Under the sea.